Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm indeed giddy today, folks, and normally I don't get giddy over the demise of other people because I don't roll like that. I think it's bad karma. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You can find out a lot about us and the team there. The reason, though, that I am giddy is because of the demise of Andrew Cuomo. And I love this story about Cuomo. We talked about it a while back. I believe part of the, some of his issues started arising earlier this year when the Democrats decided, the leftists, that we're going to get him for whatever reason. He became the Harvey Weinstein, the Chris Moons of CBS. Somebody decided, you know what, even though he's a leftist male, which eliminates him from the patriarchy and the toxic masculinity that we, you know, real males, we alpha males, we conservative American males suffer from, they're immune. But somebody decided, you know what, we don't want Cuomo anymore. And I don't care. I'm happy. Congratulations. Oh, my goodness. I love this story because it has it all. It has all the ways that leftism kills itself. I call it the death spiral because there's hardly anything you can talk about with leftism that if you take it to its logical conclusion doesn't end in demise. Cuomo is a perfect example. Leftists talk about toxic. This is a dude who is so toxically masculine, he reeks of it. And they did nothing. They ignored it. You get Donald Trump, who's a solid guy, trophy wife, the whole deal. They say he's toxically masculine. You go into a place, women want to hug him. He's not a touchy-feely guy. You know, he's the antithesis of toxic masculinity in a negative sense. Because as everybody knows has heard my speeches, I am proudly toxically masculine. You might get pregnant listening to this show. I'm so doggone toxically masculine. Ladies, if you're watching the video, turn away lest you become pregnant from my toxic masculinity, and I'm not paying child support on your babies. You get what I'm saying? I'm proudly toxically masculine the way the leftists define it. Because what it means is I am 100% pure-blooded American man, and there is no better man on the planet, baby. I'm just going to add conservative to that. Christian, Bible-thumping, gun-toting, conservative man who happens to be black. Proudly so, too, silly Negroes, okay, that are listening to the program. So, yes, but toxically masculine, as it's defined by the left, their men have it. And where they're not overtly toxically masculine, let me tell you what they are. They are passively, aggressively, femininely masculine because they're afraid to confront their women. That's what that's about. Anyway, this story of Cuomo and his pending demise, I freaking love it. I don't. Here's the thing about the karma. You can say, oh, Kevin, that karma can get you. Look, karma's out there for everybody, for whatever you do. But I'm a pretty decent human being. Not unglory of the grace of God. I want to be very clear. But when it comes to the standards of man, I'm a pretty doggone decent guy. And what we're witnessing here and why you can rejoice with me, you can relish, if you want to spread it on your hot dog, you can relish in the takedown of Andrew Cuomo. And there are many others that need to follow him. Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden. The many, many more directors in Hollywood who have women jacked up on the casting couch. If you know what I'm saying, right? There's a lot of them. So this story has it all. And I say it's a cautionary tale for all of these guys. All of them. You get high and mighty and there's somebody ready to bring you down. There's a team Pelosi, a squad on the left, leftist women, harlot, female hyenas that are ready to take you down. And see, the reason why I feel vindicated as a conservative is because conservative women, they know what they're, in other words, if a conservative woman is engaging with you and she's a true conservative woman, she's not looking for an angle to take you down. If you have a business relationship or a personal relationship, when it ends, that's the end of it. Everybody walks away, you know, no harm, no foul. Not leftist, no siree. So it's got it all. Andrew Cuomo got his job. Why? Because of his three little initials, DNA. Or as Joe Biden would say, DNA. DNA. Andrew Cuomo's daddy was Mario Cuomo, the governor of New York. And he seemed like a nice guy. When I was growing up and I'd see the guy, he seemed affable. He's a Democrat, so he's a scumbag. But as far as the scumbags go, I put him at the top of the list. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like picking between bird poop and elephant dung. Okay? So he seemed like an affable dude. But his sons, they seem like Uday and Kuse. They seem like Saddam Hussein's kids, where they had it all. They watched daddy get special treatment, and they thought, you know what? I get it as well. And because of those three initials, DNA, they think they deserve everything they get. Let me ask you, do you really believe Chris Cuomo is a good journalist, that he earned that spot on CNN? Have you seen his show? Look, I'm not here to make judgments about how Cuomo ran New York, the Cuomo number two, Andrew. But based on what's coming out about him now, and I talked about it earlier in the year, I said, you know, these allegations against this man are absolutely true. It's going to come to fruition. It got put on hiatus for quite some time. I'm actually very surprised it hadn't come back before now, but now it's back. So we can not only discuss the takedown of Andrew, who looks like Darian from The Mask. Oh, give me the mask. I will kill you. Or his muscle-bound bully brother, Fredo, who didn't even talk about this scandal that we're talking about now. And I don't blame him. You know, he wants to be objective, right? Because Cuomo's very objective in his news reporting. But this is bigger than you think. It's more than a takedown of Andrew Cuomo. We'll talk more about it here in a bit.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They got Trump, and now somebody on the left is going after Andrew Cuomo, and I have no sympathy. It's okay by me. Not that it matters, but it's okay by me. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Take him down. Everything that is involved in this story, this is bigger. Look, there's a lot to talk about. There's always a lot to talk about with leftism, but we try to make the bigger point here. So my producers and I were looking at the fallout and looking at all the different topics. We looked at the fallout of this Cuomo thing. I'm telling you, on so many levels, this is huge, huge. Leftists taking down somebody like Cuomo is a big deal. And it's not being done. It's pseudo Me Too. But when you throw in what Cuomo's been trying to do to, and let's face it, he has fought very well for his political life. This dude has put this off for months. And he's put off worse than this. This guy is crooked as the day is long. And let's face it, to be the governor of New York and then deal with de Blasio and New York City and the unions and all that, man, you got to be crooked. I forgive him for that. The shenanigans he may do to have to cut deals and make union concessions and what have you. But it's bigger than that. And it's Cuomo in many ways is going to showcase politics of the left in ways that they don't want to explore it, even though it's they who are going after him. It's leftists who've decided to target the guy. Powerful family. Leftists love their dynasties. They love the Clintons. They love the Kennedys. They love the Cuomos. You know, they love these dynasties. They worship them. We look at them and go, pfft. It's like the royal family. What's royal about them? Don't get me started on the royal family. So let me just give you a little food for thought, okay, on royal families and these dynasties. And there's a bunch of them. Lacey Clay, he finally got defeated in Missouri. Manuel Cleaver out of Kansas City, all of them. Kwame Kilpatrick, he got railroaded out, but he took over for his mom. Jesse Jackson Jr. I could go on. I got all day up in here. Anyway, the point is, somebody's going after these guys. And let me make this point about the royal family real quick. So the royal family, I'll ask you this. If you're a father or a mother listening to the program, and when your child was born, and had your child been born on the same day as a royal, whose baby would you care more about? Would you care that Meghan Markle is pregnant, or she had another baby, or Princess Di birthed one of her two little muffins? I don't care. Those kids are no more royal to me. If, no offense, but if one of them was in a fight, I wouldn't go take up for them. There's nothing about them that makes them royal except somebody bestowing a title upon them. It's silly. So, but we have our dynasties and Jay-Z and B, right? Beyonce. These are the people. The Obamas now are part of the dynasty. We got to follow their daughters and know everything about them, every single day. Nonsense. And I love it because this is what theoretically, leftists should be saying, is that nobody's above another person. But the Cuomos have enjoyed it for some time. Uday and Kusei, Saddam's boys. That's what Mario Cuomo's boys were, Uday and Kusei. These boys, Chris Cuomo, Fredo, and Andrew, have run roughshod over New York. Let me tell you, there are stories that people won't tell you about the Cuomos out of fear of retribution because these guys rule with an iron fist. Brother, big brother is the governor and little bro is the media, and they can craft whatever they want about you. And finally, somebody got sick enough about it and said, let's do this. And I remember when all those legislators got together and finally said, you know what? We've had enough of this powerful family and we're going at them. And I said, Cuomo cannot survive this, even though I will tell you, over the months, as they ignored it, the media ignored all the different stuff that's going on with Cuomo, killer Cuomo, killing 15,000 old people in a nursing home, and he's surviving. Woman after woman, first it was one, then two, then three, then four. What's the number now? 11? They published this report. But going back to, what does this story involve? A powerful family. Male patriarchy, which the left claims to hate, right? But they've allowed it all this time. Male patriarchy. I personally have no problem with male patriarchy, and not because I'm a man, but because what I know that people are afraid to say about women. Most people don't want to work with women, and they're not talking about conservative women. They're talking about leftist women. The backstabbing skanks. Y'all knew where I was headed because I said scabbing, right? The backstabbing skanks. They represent the leftist women. Nobody wants to work with them. You don't want to work with them. You don't want to work for them. You don't want to be friends with them. You certainly don't want to be married to those hyenas. So what do you think? They want to go after the male patriarchy, but they've left this man, this sexual predator in charge of New York, one of their crown jewels, for decades. Don't even give me playing his quotes. the love gov. The love gov is what Cuomo called himself. I mean, how about putting a target on your back there, bro? They could call me the love gov. God. Oh, man. Story's got it all. Media malfeasance. Why didn't they cover all this? Why are we just finding all this out now? What? Cuomo, he hasn't been high profile enough. Let me put it to you this way. If Cuomo were Donald Trump, you'd know where every piece of dirty laundry is about this man. But he's been Cuomo, and he's kept the lid on it. The man shut down investigations about him. You've heard me talk about it on the show. Oh man, I'm gonna enjoy this. You should enjoy it too. Cause this isn't us, you know, picking the fight. This is us seeing the results of karma and saying, see, there you go. Now, I realize life is very fickle. Karma's fickle. It comes back to bite you. But none of us are doing the things that these people are doing. We're not out there. I don't know about most people, but I'm not out there kissing women on the lips without asking. I'm not out there doing you whatever the things he's been accused. Oh, you know, and he brings up his heritage. I'm Italians. We tend to do this. We're very touchy feely. I mean, so what? We grab the boobs a little bit. You know, we grab a chick by the bottom, by the babunga. You know what? What's the matter? I mean, come on. Remember the hoopla they had over Trump when Trump said, yeah, you know, you can become so popular, so big, so, you know, and iconic. That women will let you grab them by the and oh my God, Donald Trump. Man, let me tell you, Cuomo, you don't even want to know what the Cuomo boys have done to women over the years. You don't want to know. And by the way, women on the left, you don't want us to tell what you were willing to do when the Cuomos wanted to grab you by the We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A group of landlords and real estate companies filed a legal challenge in a Washington, D.C. district court to the Biden administration's new national eviction moratorium, barring evictions for most of the United States through October 3rd. The group filing an emergency motion asking the court to enforce the Supreme Court's recent order that the CDC could not extend the moratorium without new legislation. COVID cases are still on the rise in the United States. White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients opening a briefing and saying the spike is being fueled by several states with the lowest vaccination rates.
Over the past 7 days, Florida and Texas have accounted for about one-third of new cases and more than one-third of new hospitalizations nationwide.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Working remotely became the new norm during the coronavirus pandemic, and a new survey shows many people want to continue working remotely.
The new survey shows that American workers would be willing to give up a little of their paycheck to keep working from the home office. The poll from insurance provider Breeze showed that 65% of respondents would be willing to take a 5% pay cut to work from home full-time, with 15% saying they'd be willing to take a cut as large as 25%. A majority of respondents said that given the option, they'd be willing to part with paid time off if given the option to work from home full time. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four prosecutors are looking into possible criminal charges against New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. That's after the release of the state attorney general's report accusing him of sexually harassing nearly a dozen women. District attorneys in Albany, Manhattan, Westchester, and Nassau have opened criminal investigations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I discussed Governor Cuomo's troubles months ago, and I said at the time I was happy that he had, you know, finally justice was going to be served on somebody. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. He's been embattled over these sexual harassment allegations, but there's much more to the Cuomo story than this. And that's why it's such an interesting thing. It's got all these different things that leftism tries to tell you it's interested in, rolled into one, and nobody's covering it until now. And all these worlds colliding on leftism in the death spiral is interesting to me. Powerful family, male patriarchy, media malfeasance. Cuomo is a killer of old people. They've ignored it. He's a womanizer. The Me Too movement should have been on him years ago. What took you so long, Me Too movement? He talks about his out card is his Italian heritage. So he's about to throw Italians under the bus. What do you mean? We kiss a lot. We kiss like this. No, you kiss cheek to cheek. You don't kiss people on the lips and grab them by the boobs. But it seems like that's what they're doing. That's what he did. And then finally, the Democrat tactics that are being exposed by what this guy does. So I'm excited about this. I'm intrigued for a lot of reasons. And what I want to do today in discussing him is not discuss him. I don't care. Cuomo's just another long line of disgusting Democrats because they all are. Adam Schiff is disgusting. Jerry Nadler is disgusting. Chuck Schumer is disgusting. Joe Biden is disgusting. If you knew one-tenth of the dirt on any of them, it would blow your freaking conservative minds. And they do a real good job covering it up. Why do you think Epstein had to die and Ghislaine Maxwell is in probably witness protection from even her own government? I mean, look, these people are deviants. And what they will do is boundless in terms of how they think we are at their disposal, but what they will do to cover it up is even more shocking. So I want to play this clip because this was the media love fest that they had over Cuomo while he was killing seniors. This is the media love fest that we were subjected to. And if there's anything that makes me understand how the left will protect themselves, look at Mr. Emmy winning
super governor, the love gov, when he was killing 15,000 old people. And here's what they were saying about him.
David, we're sitting by for Governor Cuomo's press conference, his daily briefing. How would you contrast Cuomo and President Trump's handling of the crisis?
Truth versus mendacity. Governor Cuomo out there day after day after day. Everything Trump isn't. Honest, direct, brave.
Real leadership of the kind the President of the United States should have provided.
Governor Cuomo is clearly living in a totally different reality, the actual one, than the President of the United States.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader.
For a lot of people, Cuomo has become the leader of the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
He spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought he was sending soldiers off to war.
This has been a remarkable show of leadership by Governor Cuomo in recent days. He's providing hope. But not false hope.
Governor Cuomo, I think, is one of the heroes on the front line.
With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president?
Andrew Cuomo, who has a daily television show now, and has become in some ways the shadow president.
Maybe Trump is just a little bit mad that Governor Cuomo has become a kind of acting president.
Dealing with hardship actually makes you stronger. That's what Governor Cuomo said earlier today. That's what I'm going to go teach my kids right now at home.
This is so funny to listen to in retrospect, man. Wow, what a love fest. Insanity. Should you just talk of you running for president? Hey, is there talk of him running for president now? I'm just curious. Somebody, is this thing on? Wow. Before we even get any further into this, you should hear. So here was Trevor Noah during the time where I don't even know when it was, but it probably during the time of the Love Fest as well. Folks, keep in mind, we're talking about a year ago here. We're not talking about that long ago that was the fawning adulation for Cuomo. Here's Trevor Noah, comedic hack. Probably, honestly, one of the worst comedians out there today. And this guy's making millions of dollars. But here's what he said about Cuomo at the time.
Trevor, you call yourself a Cuomo-sexual, and I agree with you. I feel like I'm a Cuomo-sexual, too.
Yeah, I think it's been really, it genuinely has been very inspiring and refreshing to see a leader like Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, who's come out and engaged his briefings in a non-political way. He's engaged them as a leader. He's engaged them as a human being. He's also taken blame for things where he says, look, I understand that I'm doing certain things that people are going to hate me for, and I'm willing to make these decisions because I think it's the best thing for human life first. We can always create business afterwards. I think he's been informative. I think he's been informed. And like once I saw people online falling in love with him, there's a group of women who came out and they said, We're falling in love with Cuomo. And I said, well, yeah, everyone should be a homosexual in that way. Like, you should love a leader who engages the people and remembers that they're serving the people as opposed to, you know, the people working for them. So any leader who's doing that in a crisis, I applaud them.
Yeah, Trevor. A Cuomo-sexual. He and Ellen were both declaring themselves to be Cuomo-sexuals. Well, congratulations. But it didn't take long for Noah to back off of that statement, because after, quote, you know, it turned out that Cuomo was killing old people and a host of other things. And of course, you know, sexually harassing women. Noah decided he would say something different. And here's that particular clip.
Said has been misinterpreted as an unwanted flirtation.
Guys, of course he was being playful. I mean, imagine you're much older. Politically powerful boss turns to you and says, when was the last time you were really hugged? That's super playful. Can't you feel your skin crawling with delight? Here's the thing. Even if Cuomo didn't think that he was just being playful, it's still not okay, all right? This is what bosses never seem to understand. If you're a boss, you should never be flirtatious with your employees, because as a boss, you're basically a dragon, all right? Nobody's ever trying to hug a dragon. They just want to get out of the cage in one piece.
Seriously, Caitlin, maybe sometime we should go out for a coffee.
So right now, things are looking pretty bad for Governor Cuomo. He's facing investigations and even calls to resign. Now, you know that it's not good when you're the person in trouble and you're like, guys, please, remember all those old people in nursing homes that got killed? Let's talk about that again. Come on, huh? And I'll tell you, man, all those people who praised Cuomo so highly last year, whew, those people really don't look so smart now. Delete the tapes. Delete them all. I mean, it must be so embarrassing. Can you imagine if you're one of those people? Just burn them. I don't give a burn them. Yeah, and then you just cut this part out. Now, look, there's a lot more to say about what consequences Cuomo should face or how creepy it is that he refers to sex as rarely hugging.
All right. So, first of all, Trevor Noah is just so not funny to me. Wow. That poses as comedy or even humor. And he's trying to be self-deprecating. Oh, look at me. I'm making fun of myself now that I was one of the people praising Cuomo. I've warned leftists many times. I'm going to warn them again. You're wrong. You don't realize you're wrong. We're telling you you're wrong. I get you don't like being wrong. You don't like hearing it from somebody that you don't have a lot of respect for. But maybe that's your own personal problem, because I've been warning you. What if what you think is wrong? Now, you heard the adulation of Cuomo. I could easily apply this to their adulation of baby black Jesus, Barack Obama. What if you were wrong about Barack Obama? What if it was a media contrived hype session that made him bigger in life than you, bigger than life to you in your eyes? What if it wasn't really backed up by what he was capable of doing? Because it wasn't. See, Cuomo is a cautionary tale for everything that leftism represents. And now, by the way, that clip from Trevor Noah was from months ago. This was, he freely admits that he knows Cuomo's now killed people during the pandemic, the scamdemic. He's killed old people. They now know pretty much definitively that he is sexually harassing women. And he did the mea culpa months ago. Now the findings are definitive. What are you going to say now? I would love to hear him come back out and say, you know what, guys? I was completely wrong. I misjudged the whole situation. And by the way, conservatives, you got it right. You think you're going to hear that from one of these pukes?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So this is me back in April of this year talking about Cuomo's troubles. Cuomo's hanging in there, man. Woo! That old Andrew Killer Cuomo. But he's in more trouble. They found out that he, I don't know, put himself in line for vaccines. To be honest with you, I can't imagine any of these people wanting to get vaccines. But getting meds, maybe, like hydrochloroquine or Z-Pax or whatever they had to do in order to make sure they were going to survive. Let me put it this way. All these leftist governors and these leftist so-called leaders, you can bet they were feathering their nest in every possible way with this Wu Flu scam than they could. And while Cuomo's killing other people's parents and grandparents, he's making sure his family's taken care of. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is a bit of an old clip, but, you know, because Cuomo's got multiple things going. He's got three hassles now brewing simultaneously, and the left have gone out on a serious limb because this guy is vindictive beyond belief. He is a bully and a belligerent. This is why he's gotten away with being a sexual predator for so long. He's like Harvey Weinstein. All right. So that was me. You could have played. I went back and had my producers find what we talked about on Cuomo months ago. I could have dropped that show in today and would have almost been identical. Almost, honestly. Glad you guys are listening. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our merch and all the other things we do. Sign up for the Flick Fest, our movie service. It's amazing. It's not an attack on Hollywood. It's an alternative to Hollywood, but it's more in line with what we want to accomplish. And I want you to think of it this way. 5-10 million people join this, the Flick Fest. We will change the way pop culture is delivered to ourselves and to our children going into the future. God forbid we get 100 million like a Netflix or something, and we can do whatever we want. So think of it that way, and you joining is that one little step closer to making that reality a reality. Somebody that's really got the interest of the storytellers in mind and the people who want to hear great stories. It's not all about special effects. There's so many great stories out there to be told. I wish I could tell them all. Anyway, back to Cuomo. Here's an article that one of my people wrote, but it says, if critics thought New York Andrew Governor Cuomo would relent in the face of 11 women accusing him of disgusting acts of sexual harassment, they don't know Andrew Cuomo. The man who once said, I'm not a superhero, is now denying that he is actually a supervillain who groped and harassed young women, including a current staff member. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't give a crap about the Me Too movement. I think the Me Too movement is not legitimately looking out for women who have legitimate concerns, legitimate reasons to, you know, to want men to be different. I completely side with those women. I'm telling you, I'm one degree of separation from, quote, sexual assault from old girl, you know, former girlfriends and things like this. And, you know, I've had them cry in my arms and I've cried in their arms over the very acts that we're talking about. And this Me Too movement, zero to do with it. It's not legit. It's like BLM, Antifa, and leftism in general. The real women who have a true, not the Blasey Ford skanks, but the ones who truly are victims of sexual assault or sexual harassment, my heart goes out to them in ways I can't even describe. I would be vigilante. I would be Charles Bronson in Death Wish for them. But I ain't doing anything for the fake Me Too movement. But what I will tell you is, whether these women did or didn't get groped, molested in some way by Cuomo, I don't even care. I don't even care. Because this is leftism eating its own. And it's time that it does it. And I'm going to celebrate it. I know, okay, you can come back to get, whatever. They ain't going to come back to get me, because I'm going to tell you this. I know everything that I've done to harm somebody, it's nothing like what these leftists do. And if I've harmed somebody in any way, I've apologized, but it is nowhere close. And I'm not trying to make you out myself out to be a choir boy. I'm just saying, for what these people do to people, none of us are anywhere close to these scumbag scoundrels. So I will say it for men, conservative men, who live our lives on the up and up, for the most part. I'm not part of that whole nonsense. Anyway, they say after lashing out at his accusers and critics, Cuomo said that he welcomes the opportunity for a full and fair review before a judge and jury. And this person writes, he might want to focus on the judge, many of whom he appointed, because his public statements may have torched any trial unless a jury of my peers means 12 Andrew Cuomos. Oh, it just reminded me. This is the article from Turley,
right?
Yeah, this isn't Tiffany's, right? So this is Jonathan Turley, my producer says, who's writing this particular article. He goes on to write, a straight white American man doesn't have a, quote, cultural defense. Turley goes on to say, Cuomo locked himself into a defense he might later regret. In his retort to the report of New York Attorney General Letitia James, Cuomo raised both cultural and generational defenses to claim that any comments or conduct should be excused because he is the product of his times and his background. By the way, Joey Demento, that's what he said. You know, I mean, you know, back in the day, you know, when you used to kiss and grope girls all the time, I mean, it was natural. And, you know, what was that, Jill? Jill is my husband. I mean, I'm just saying, they always try this stuff. Oh, I'm an anachronism. I'm stuck in the old times. I mean, this is the way we always behave. He goes on to say, Cuomo spent much of his statement arguing that he is often misunderstood about his kissing, his hugging, and his touching. As he spoke, picture showed him kissing everyone short of a cop on 34th and Vine. The culprit, it would seem, is is not love potion number 9, but his Italian heritage. Cuomo insisted that his mother taught him to hug and kiss everything short of a lamppost. Oh, man, that just tickles me. As an Italian, I have previously objected to our heritage being used as an excuse in public scandals. It is true that Italians are touchy, but we have no problem telling the difference between the tactile and the criminal. The pictures show Cuomo's mother kissing him. These women are likely to know that they are not only non-family members, but did not even want to be familiar with Cuomo. The most serious allegations involve allegations of the groping of breast and bodies of women. Now, I go back to what I said earlier, the crucifixion they tried to give Trump over him making the comment that when he was kind of saying, you mean, when you become an icon, if you're a billionaire playboy, women will let you do anything. For the record, Donald Trump is 1,000% right. Conservative women know it. Leftist women not only know it, they live it. So what is the big deal? But they tried to make a big deal out of a guy making a statement. He wasn't even saying, I've done it. He's saying there's practically no limit to what these women are willing to do, a.k.a. Harvey Weinstein. So, you know, his innocent statement saying the actual behaviors of women got him crucified. And now we learn that the LoveGov actually does it. He gropes women. He grabs them by the breast. He pulls them in and kisses them. He says, Cuomo would not have made it out of my grandmother's kitchen alive if he tried that I'm Italian in a bit gropey line with one of my female cousins. And this is Jonathan Turley writing this. I didn't know he was Italian, but apparently he's Italian. Okay, so what? Forget about it. Look, he's in big trouble. I have no sympathy for him, but what I want to tell you is, as you start to parse this, you pick this body apart because they are ripping him apart like dingoes in Australia. Watch the postmortem. Look at all the pieces and how it fits together. It's a condemnation of the Me Too movement. It's a condemnation of the media who covers for him. It's a condemnation for all the pundits that rallied around him, all the women who supported him all these years. It's all of that. It is a condemnation of leftism is what it is.
So I ask again, leftists, what do you do when you figure out that it's all been a big fat lie, that you've been bamboozled, and you have no clue who to trust anymore? That's where they find themselves.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.